I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today in Iran, the foreign ministry repeated that Tehran is not aiming to develop weapons as part of its nuclear program. Also today, an Israeli newspaper, Haaretz, said that it has a leaked document that shows Israeli settlers on the occupied West Bank have topped 300,000 for the first time. As Matthew Bell reports, the two issues are tightly linked to the Obama administration's Middle East peace agenda.
Agenda item number one is reassuring Israel that the U.S. is serious about dealing with Iran's nuclear program. Number two is restarting the stalled peace process between Israel and the Palestinians. Speaking in Israel today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said both of these goals would serve the long-term security interests of America's most important Middle East ally. He said the United States would address Israeli security concerns as Washington works to make the creation of a Palestinian state possible. And as for President Obama's willingness to engage the Iranians through dialogue,
the president has been quite clear that this is not an open-ended offer to engage. We're very mindful of the possibility that the Iranians would simply try to run out the clock.
Gates tried to reassure the Israelis that Mr. Obama is working by a timetable. He wants the Iranians to start talks this fall, and he wants the talks to show some progress by the end of the year. Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, emphasized his government's position that Iran's nuclear program poses a grave and growing threat.
No option should be removed from the table. This is our policy. We mean it. We recommend to others to take the same position, but we cannot dictate it to anyone.
The difference among friends here, according to David Makovsky of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, is that the Israelis are ready for U.S.-led diplomacy with Iran to fail, and they're wondering what happens then.
They don't doubt that Washington means well, but they're curious what happens next. And it's unclear if the Obama administration is there because the negotiations haven't even opened. But I think the Israelis are already thinking about Plan B.
Makovsky says U.S.-Israeli coordination on Iran could suffer because the second item on the agenda administration's Middle East agenda has hit a snag, and that's over the issue of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. President Obama has called for a total freeze on settlement growth. But Israel's right-wing prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has refused. The Palestinians say they won't even sit down and talk with the Israelis unless settlement building stops. David Makovsky, who co-wrote a new book on U.S. policy in the Middle East called Myths, Illusions, and Peace, says there's a great deal at stake for Barack Obama in this standoff.
I think there's a logic what the president was trying to do in terms of curbing settlement activity. But I think by taking it to the nth degree, so to speak, instead of facilitating the negotiations, you know, now basically it's becoming an obstacle to the negotiations. And I don't think that's what the president intended.
For weeks, news reports have said the two sides are close to a compromise on settlements. But the longer this rift with the U.S. drags on, the greater the political risk for Israel's prime minister. Middle East expert Daniel Levy of the New America Foundation in Washington says no one should know that danger better than Benjamin Netanyahu, whose nickname is Bibi.
He fell as prime minister in the late 1990s when he, in a not smart way, got on the wrong side of the Clinton administration. It's a high-stakes game. I think what Bibi is betting on is that the Obama administration won't have the stomach to go forward with this.
For now, Israeli public opinion appears to be with Bibi Netanyahu, but Levy says if Mr. Obama can persuade Israelis that what he's asking them to do is reasonable and would lead to a chance for peace with the Palestinians, then it will become more and more difficult for Netanyahu to keep saying no to the American president. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.